traîné dans tous les cafés. J'ai fait la manche bien les soirs.
Bonjour and welcome to Chez IRS, where you pay before you eat. How many in your party tonight?
4, please.
Oh, very good. Let me see. You look like you're gonna need a good amount. Your bill comes to $140.
Hey, that's great. Here you go.
Ah, and you, ma petite chouchou, you are such a delicate bird. You only pay me $88.
Great, here you go.
Oh, and you?
Well, actually, we're thinking of splitting our dish. We're not that hungry.
It doesn't matter how much you eat, but how much we think you can eat.
Okay, how much do we owe?
Well, there are two of you. Monsieur is, shall we say, portly, and Madame is certainly, well, let's just say $250.
That's a lot of money.
Now, June, let's not make waves.
Okay, since this is a special occasion, what do we get?
Ah, just sit down and enjoy.
Where's the menu?
Menu? But that is the beauty of Chez IRS. No longer are you encumbered with any bothersome choices. We choose for you. We know what you want.
You'll decide for us, and all we have to do is pay?
This sounds like a dream come true.
Now just wait right here, and I'll be back with your meals.
I don't know. This sounds very peculiar. How will they know what we want? I don't even know what I want.
That's part of the mystique. Come on, June and Joy. You're always so skeptical. Like the time they wanted to put a nuclear reactor behind their house. That worked out all right.
Yeah, you're right. That Al Gore, he was so persuasive.
Oh, see that table over there? Look at what those people are having. I hope I get that.
It looks wonderful and so much food.
I think our food is coming now.
Here you go for orders of pâté du merde. Enjoy!
It smells terrible.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh.
This is shit!
How funny.
Maitre d', we paid damn good money for this dinner. Are you out of your mind serving us this shit?
Why are those people eating good food?
What? Who moved the partition? Excuse me, you weren't supposed to see that. Never mind about them. Look at what you have. Isn't it great?
No, this is a disgrace.
Oh, it's not that bad. Look at the table over there. They're eating tin cans and glass. They're enjoying it.
Well, that's true, I guess.
And look over there. Those people are having nothing at all. Just the occasional splash of cold water sprayed on them by the busboy. You should be happy you've got something.
He's right. They have it much worse than we do. Let's not complain. Let's just eat our shit and enjoy.
Oh, all right. Come on, June. Eat up.
Are you crazy? You're going to eat shit. You're out of your minds. I'm going to find out why those people get to eat real food.
Please, June, don't embarrass us.
Excuse me. I was just wondering. This is terribly difficult. How did you get this wonderful food? You see, I'm with my friends and we were served shit. And I was just wondering, what do you have to do to get what you're eating?
Nothing.
Nothing? Come on.
Nothing. We just came in, they sat us down, served us. That's the way it's always done.
You don't even pay for your dinner?
You middle-class people are so quaint. Pay? We don't pay for our meals. You pay for our meals.
Excuse me, madame. We're going to ask you to sit down and stop bothering the other customers.
I want what they're having. We paid for it. I demand better than shit.
All right, lady.
Harry! Paul! Everyone, pay attention. We're only going to do this once. Before you get any funny ideas about equal nutrition, take a look and decide if it's worth it. Paul, learn her a lesson.
You got it, boss.
Brad! Brad! Ah! Ah!
We told you, honey, don't make waves. Besides, this shit is getting better.
You sure get used to it. Wait till I tell my friends that I ate shit, they'll die of envy.
Nothing's too good for my baby.
Les temps sont durs, je suis même pas sûr.